G, and welcome back to another Yellow Jackets recap and review here on Infamous Virus. Season 2, Episode 3, Digestive. The girls experience an unusual hangover. Shauna learns the thrill of peer-to-peer car rentals. Natalie audits Lottie's class in emotional apiology. Ty reflects, Misty hits the high seas, and you've never attended a baby shower like the one the Yellow Jackets throw here. So, I love Yellow Jackets, so obviously this episode was really, really good. They did this little thing in this episode where they had a lot of, like, VHS tape fuzz transitions into, like, other weird little scenes and stuff, and I really liked it. The episode actually opens with one of Ben and his boyfriend Paul, like, from before the crash, you think. It was really nice to see Ben be a character outside of just being the soccer coach that only has one leg now and didn't need Jackie. It was nice to see that relationship, to see, like, a gay-male relationship in the 90s on a show like this, where most of the cast is female. It was fun to see. Nice to see. Then we jump into the wilderness, and Natalie's looking rough. I mean, they all ate Jackie last night, and then they woke up, and I don't think human meat would probably be too good on the stomach. And Jackie's corpse is looking rough. I would say she's just skin and bones, but she's mostly just bones at this point, because they ate, like, all of her. So Ty finds out that they ate Jackie, and she's claiming she doesn't remember. She thinks it's when she's sleepwalking, but Van was like, no, like, you were looking at me and talking to me. And I was wondering if she actually, like, forgot it because of the sleepwalking, or maybe just from, like, the trauma of, like, eating one of your friends. Maybe she just, like, blocked it out of, like, pure desperation, just, like, being so hungry, like, not even remember eating Jackie's face. Then we jump into the present timeline, and Natalie is still at the cult camp. I literally remember the last episode, she's like, I'm gonna leave in the morning. And she still hasn't left, and she's still in the same clothes. We see Lisa, I think her name is, the one that Natalie was fighting in episode 1, beheaded a chicken. And then Natalie makes a really nice comment about how, like, she was chopping way too close to her hand when she was beheading the chicken. I thought that was nice, because Natalie would have a lot of experience with an axe chopping firewood and, like, cutting up animals and stuff out in the wilderness, or maybe even cutting parts off of Jackie. I don't know. I don't think they cut her up. I feel like they just ate her from the body. So Simone and Ty are in the hospital because of their car accident from the last episode. And we see that Ty has put the symbol on Simone's hand, and the doctor was like, oh, that's, like, a beautiful symbol. Like, what does it mean? And Ty panics and says, it's for luck. And for a second, I was like, obviously, I think she probably just said that to, like, think of a reason why, or just, like, a quick cover-up. But is there a chance that maybe the symbol does bring them luck? Because I feel like since the symbol started popping up, they get, like, they're still alive. And the cabin is covered in that symbol. And I feel like Lottie using it a lot to protect, like, Nat and Travis has really helped them and stuff. So I do think maybe the symbol is bringing them luck or protection or something. So I'm excited to see where that goes from here. Also, this episode finally introduces us to Elijah Wood's character, Walter. They put him in slutty little shorts, which I think was intentional, because I think in the first season, I think it was maybe one of the early episodes, Misty says she's turned on by calves. So maybe it's intentional? I don't know, but they had really, really great chemistry on screen, and I'll talk about more as I get into my notes of those scenes. So we get Shauna and Jeff in the car, and Jeff is rocking out to 90s dad rock again, and I think that's really fun, and I think all the music they choose for him is perfect. They hit a guy with their minivan, and I really like that Shauna was being a badass and taking the gun, and I felt really bad when everything started blowing up in her face and the guy took the minivan and her and Jeff were fighting. I think she just thought she was doing, like, the smart thing and the right thing. So we go back to the cult camp, and there's a shot of the bees, because they're talking about how in the winter all the bees surround the queen and they vibrate to keep her warm, and they show this, like, shot of, like, bee stuff up close, and it's, like, with the VHS filter, and it's, like, kind of gory, and I thought it was really cool how they integrated these, like, VHS type scenes into this episode. I don't think it's been done in any other episode, so I was wondering if it's, like, something we'll just see more often, or if it was maybe just a choice by, like, the writer and director of this episode, just, like, a creative thing that they thought to do. I hope to see it in some more stuff, because it was nice. Nice little pop of non-diegetic material. So, Shauna's gonna be due soon in the wilderness. She's looking pretty big, so the girls suggest throwing a baby shower, and I thought it was really sweet how when they mentioned that, they all sort of perked up and started planning and stuff, and like they all sort of jumped right in and making stuff for Shauna and the baby. I thought that was really sweet, and it's nice to see the girls be girls. It's nice to see them be girls together and do stuff like this and not always just being like emotionally devastated and having to do all these emotionally taxing things and just like fighting to stay alive. It's nice to see them be girls. So then we jump back into the present timeline with Misty and Walter on Walter's boat, and Misty's in the bathroom and Walter is out in the living room interrogating Randy, and then he goes to the bathroom and Misty's in there. And I really like these shots they did where they shot really close to people but had sort of like a curved lens. It's a very claustrophobic scene, probably to help you realize how small the bathroom is and how close together they are. I feel like they have a lot of chemistry. I'm sort of rooting for them to get together. I don't know, I have a feeling that it could escalate and Misty kills him. But I don't know, I think for the time being, I'm rooting for them to get together. I really liked the scene, it was funny. Just the back and forth and the one AirPod in and just Randy never questioning it. I feel like if I was being interrogated by someone and they had one AirPod in, I'd be like, can you take the AirPod out, please? So Ben is having all these flashbacks of him and Paul, and he's just really fucked up this episode. I don't know if he's like dying from hunger because he didn't eat Jackie, so obviously what is there to eat? It doesn't really look like the girls ate anything this episode. I mean, they mention breakfast, but no one says they're hungry, so like Ben hasn't eaten in a while. I think he's traumatized by watching all these teenage girls eat their friend and like the captain of the team. He's just in rough shape. I feel like he might be next on the list to go. Unfortunately, I mean, it's nice that they have like an adult around, but really how much can he do with one leg in the winter in the wilderness? So I have a feeling Ben might be next on the menu, unfortunately. After that, Nat decides to take Jackie's body to the plane to leave her there so that they can bury her once the snow melts. And the snow looked really weird. I'm sorry, it looked bad. I love this show and I know they filmed it on a soundstage and that's probably why it looked bad. It didn't look bad in the other outdoor shots, though, of her and Travis, but I found in this episode, it looked really fake. It was really, really fake snow. I don't want to be mean, because I love this show so much, and I want Showtime to send me a Yellow Jackets jacket, but my god, the snow looked bad. And that's maybe because I live in Canada, and we get, like, 20 feet of snow all the time, so I'm just used to seeing what real snow looks like. So maybe seeing the fake snow was quite jarring for me. Yeah, there's like this scene where Natalie like sort of apologizes and confesses stuff to Jackie, and then a moose shows up, so she's shooting at it because like, what the fuck, it's a moose, you can eat that. But then it turns out it's fake. I think that might have something to do with the symbol. Maybe there was some sort of like the wilderness was like rewarding Natalie in a way for apologizing to Jackie, maybe by like giving her back to the wilderness. I don't know, but anyways, I really hope they find a real moose to eat soon, because they're gonna need something to eat. So while Walter is interrogating Misty, which is a scene I love, by the way, and Elijah Wood is just so good in this show, it reminds me a lot of his character from Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. He's interrogating Randy about the people that kidnapped Natalie, and he says that all the people in purple drank all the Fanta from the motel vending machine, and I really wish it had been Fresca, because I'm pretty sure Fresca was actually drinking by real cults, and I know there was a joke in the last season of The Boys where, like, the Deep is drinking Fresca all the time. Yeah, I wish they had drank all the Fresca instead, but honestly, I don't see anyone drinking that nowadays, so probably wouldn't be the most realistic thing to have in a vending machine if no one's drinking it anyways. It's really nice to see that Crystal has given Misty some companionship. I know Misty's a little, like, weird, but I feel for her because I was also the weird girl in school. So it's really nice that Crystal has given her some companionship, even though it's driving everyone crazy. They sort of all pushed Misty to, like, the outer social circle because of the whole shrooms and the Doom Coming episode. But my stance, the official Infamous Horror stance on that episode, is it's Mari's fault because she put the shrooms into the broth. Misty didn't have a chance to properly hide the shrooms and left them out, and Mari put them in the broth, so it's Mari's fault, not Misty. That is my stance on the matter. So Jeff is just going through it this season. I mean, I would be too if I was in his situation. He's just in this, like, crazy midlife crisis weightlifting moment, and he interrogates, like, Kevin Tran at the gym, and Kevin's hat looks so fucking stupid backwards. I'm sorry, it looked so bad. It looked like in Saw 7, I think, when they put a hat on Tobin Bell and they put it backwards to make him look younger, but he's just an old man in a backwards hat, and it looks weird. So I don't know if maybe that was supposed to be referencing it. I mean, I don't think they were trying to make Kevin look younger than he is, but it was still funny, and it looked bad. So Shauna goes to get the minivan back. Luckily she had a tracker on the car or something, or maybe because her purse was in the car, maybe she had like an AirTag in her purse or something, and was able to go find it. And then she holds a gun to the guy that owns the place and gives a speech about like peeling back human skin or whatever, and it's a crazy well-acted scene. Like, Melanie Lynskey absolutely knocked it out of the park with just, like, this, like, crazed look behind her eyes. And the speech is just crazy in general, too, talking about, like, how you have to, like, peel away at the edges first, and then people are sweaty because you killed them, and, oh, it is chilling. Really hope to see an Emmy nomination for her for Yellow Jackets this year. So we jump back into another Ben and Paul scene, and you find out that Ben almost didn't go on the plane, and he talks about, like, he's stopping coaching soccer and he wants to live with Paul. And I was like, wow, like, he almost didn't go. Like, that's so sad. Like, they were gonna start their lives together, and then he must, like, they're gonna show him any second turning around to run and go get on the plane. And then you see in the background the news says that, like, the plane went missing and they don't know where the team is. And I was like, oh, he's just dreaming this or hallucinating this. And I felt so bad, because obviously at this point you're just like thinking of everything you could have done differently to not end up in this situation. So now we're at the baby shower, and I love the crown they made for Shauna. It almost reminded me of the one she wears for Doom Coming, so I'm wondering if maybe it is. I didn't get a really great look at it. And then Misty delivers this monologue from Magnolia Steel, which is a movie I've probably never seen. And it just reminded me that, like, Samantha Hanratty is such a good actress. Like, she's so good at playing, like, someone who's not an actor acting. I think she does Misty so well in being able to have Misty do this monologue where it's, like, she's playing Misty, but Misty is playing someone else. I think she was able to do that really, really well. Yeah, I do think it's weird that she chose a speech about, like, a dead daughter in a room full of people who have parents who probably think their daughter is dead, which was a little bit of a weird choice for a baby shower, but it gave us a good scene and they all clapped for her at the end, so I think it's good in that sense. And then we see Ben again, and he's just fucked up, and he didn't even eat Jackie, but he feels worse than everyone else in the room. Like, they're all out there, like, having the baby shower and, like, being normal. I mean, obviously not normal, because some of them were really screwed up from what they did, but still, they're able to live with it. Like, they needed to do that to survive. But Ben just can't get past the cannibalism thing and just feels the worst out of everyone. And he's just going through it, man. So we jump back to the present day, and Thais is in the hospital bathroom. And she turns away from the mirror, but the mirror her doesn't turn back around. And then she turns around and she's talking to this, like, scary version of herself. Which is probably the version of her when she's sleepwalking. And obviously the mirror version isn't verbal or anything. And Ty was like, tell me what you want. And then she does this, like, hand thing like this. And I was like, oh my god, like, that's Van's mask that she wears at Doom Coming. The mirror Ty is saying that Ty needs to go find Van. I thought that was, like, I know it was probably meant to be, like, scary or whatever, having a mirror version, but I thought it was so sweet that, like, the mirror Ty knew that, like, Van could help. And I thought the hand symbol was cool, too, because, like, obviously Thaisa would know about the Doom Coming mask and, like, the way that Van's face was wrapped up after the accident. So I love that scene, even though it was probably meant to be scary. So earlier, after Shauna and Jeff have the van stolen, Shauna's listing all these things that she left in the car, and she mentions the stuffed toy of Callie's that she's had since she was a kid, and says that Callie probably loved the toy more than she loved her. And then Shauna gets the van back, and she brings the toy in, and she puts it next to Callie in her bed, and then Callie grabs it in her sleep and, like, snuggles up with it. And I thought that was so sweet, and I hope they bring it up in the next episode, because obviously if the toy was in the car, she probably didn't have it in her room or in her bed or anything. So I thought it was really sweet that even though she was asleep, she knew it was there and, like, to grab it and stuff. Yeah, I think Shauna's just trying her best to be a good mom, and maybe that would help it all. So we jump to Lottie's cult camp, and Natalie's sitting there, and she has a purple sweater over her shoulders, which makes me kind of concerned that she's semi being indoctrinated into the cults. There's a scene where her and Lisa sort of hash out their differences, but it's more so Lisa doing it than Natalie. She just stands there and they hug and stuff. I have a theory. It's not like a theory. I think it's just a costuming thing. I like that they gave Lisa's character some edge, with like the sort of side parted hair and the piercings and stuff to sort of mimic like Natalie's like punkness when she was younger. I don't know if that's supposed to be intentional, and maybe like the point is that Natalie's supposed to see some of herself in this person. I don't know. I feel like Lottie's got stuff going on there that's just beyond our knowledge right now. And then Lottie goes and sees the bees, and they're all dead, and the hives are all filled with blood. But then it turns out it was just a vision. And yeah, I wrote, oh shit, Lottie having visions again in my notebook. Because I feel like at this point, she's probably like been able to like control it somewhat. So it's really interesting to sort of see that become a plot point. And I really hope we get like a team reunion soon. I want all the girls together. I feel like we're definitely going to get Van in the next episode as an adult. I really want Nat to leave the cult camp, because I know Misty probably misses her and stuff. And I'd just like to see everyone get back together. I know it's going to be like a big moment when all the team survivor girls are back together. I can't wait to see that. Hopefully we'll see that in the next episode. So yeah, I thought this episode was a lot of fun. Definitely can't wait for next week's episode. I am so excited for Fridays now to be able to watch this and then talk about it on here. It's very, very, very fun. So yeah, that's going to be it for today's recap and review of Yellow Jackets Season 2, Episode 3. If you liked it, let me know down in the comments what you thought about this week's episode and like sort of how your theories have been changing over the course of it. They ate Jackie so early. Yeah, and make sure to like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you in the next video. Stay groovy.